Shalom, this is Nade Badela Leon, and I hope you are doing good today. Well, today I want to share with you something about wisdom. Because Proverbs 4:7 said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. See, it also says that in Proverbs 13:20, that he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, wisdom. Wisdom is an amazing gift. You either have it or you don't. And Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. You see, if you have wisdom, you will take heed to these things. Now, Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom. Why am I talking about wisdom today with you? Proverbs 1:7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm talking to you today because we are living in days that are very, very dangerous and precarious. Wicked people are all around us. Every time you look around, you see somebody doing something that is strange, that is like, wow. What is the wisdom behind this? People think by amassing everything in this world and gaining everything, they're going to be okay. But then the word of God says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So today, the wisdom in the question that I want to ask you is, when you die right this very moment, can you honestly say where you are going? Can you honestly say that you know what is going to happen after you die? I haven't died before, so I don't know. And maybe you haven't either. But I know that there is a way that seems right in the eyes of a man, but the end of it is death, you know. The word of God says that he sent his word and he healed us and delivered us from our destructions. But if you don't believe in those words, then those words are just words, you see. But belief leads to something greater. What do you believe in this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are? How are you using your time wisely? Are you gossiping? Are you sitting there just letting time pass by? Or are you utilizing the moment to do something and impact somebody in your life or the next person over there? Wisdom. Wisdom can be compared to the ant. The ant is very, 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 very little, but it carries 10 times its weight. Do you know that? That is one of the things. It tells you to go to the ant and consider her ways. You know, go to the ant. Do you know why they say go to the ant? Because the ants don't play around. They work all tirelessly until they cannot work anymore. But by then, they've stored more things than you can imagine. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Again, wisdom. Wisdom is doing things ahead of time. Planning things for your future. Doing things that it's in the interest, not just in your interest, but in the interest of the next person near you or the next person that is coming after you. Are you planning for your future? Or are you just living it precariously and hoping that it will be better? Today, the word is wisdom. And I will talk about wisdom some more. But for now, I want you to think what you're going to do with your life without wisdom. Yeshua came and died for you. And he says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you, and are burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. My yoke is light and easy. So, this moment, I would like to lead you in a prayer, if it's okay. Father, I thank you and I give you praise and I worship you that you have given us today and given us an opportunity of a lifetime. Today, we ask you to come into our lives and give us wisdom and understanding in all things. Thank you for answering these prayers and for making Yeshua large in our lives, in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Shalom. I'm Nade Bat-El-Elyon, and my email is nadeni1@gmail.com. nadeni1@gmail.com. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY with a $ in front. If you'd like to support me, this is how we can help to spread the gospel all over the world. Shalom and have a blessed day.